This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So yesterday we discussed the second verse, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So perform salah for your sustainer and sacrifice. We explained that in the first verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about granting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Kawthar, an abundance of goodness, the river of Kawthar. And after so many favors and such great favors of Allah have been conferred upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the gratitude needs to be just as great. So Allah says, do two things. Fasalli, perform salah. Salah is the greatest form of spiritual worship and physical worship. So salah is spiritual and it's physical and it's the greatest form of worship. And one har, sacrifice, meaning sacrificing animals for Allah, it's the most distinguished form of monetary acts of worship, especially since the original sacrifice was to sacrifice one's own life. But it was then substituted with an animal in the story of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that has been the trend ever since, that you sacrifice an animal for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now look at the mindset in Islam. The more you enjoy the bounties of Allah, you don't become arrogant, you don't become pompous, you don't develop a mindset that, you know, see how special I am, everyone is supposed to do this for me or that for me. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who was so special, Allah says, don't forget where the bounties are coming from, and acknowledge that being by performing salah and sacrificing for him. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, a verse which we recited in Tarawih Salah last night. Now, we move on to the third verse. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Without doubt, the one who is your enemy is severed into oblivion. Now, some have translated shani'aka as enemy. Others have translated it as the one who hates you, the one who insults you. Remember, right up front, we discussed that the reason the surah was revealed is you had the Meccans who were taunting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his son Qasim passed away, that you are abtar, waliyadu billah. You have been severed because you have no male progeny to continue your name or to continue your legacy. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded by saying that he is not severed. Look at what Allah has given him. And look at the profile that Allah has given him. And after mentioning that in Inna Atainaka al-Kawthar, then Allah says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but even though I've granted you all of this, you don't need to become like them. You focus on acknowledging Allah. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Now, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. They call you abtar, but the ones calling you are in reality, they are the abtar. Why? Even though they may have sons, they may have male offspring, who remembers them nowadays? If we don't open the books to learn about why the surah was revealed, we wouldn't know they existed. And even their existence is mentioned in a very negative way. So whether it was As bin Wa'il or Uqba or Ka'b bin Ashraf or all of them or any one of them, that's the reality. Nobody knows them. Whereas when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, millions of Muslims acknowledge him, billions in reality, and have been acknowledging him for 1400 years and will be acknowledging him. They have a relationship with him far greater than they have with their own biological parents. His position on the day of Qiyamah, the Maqam-e Mahmood, the Hawd-e Kawthar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the spiritual father of the entire Ummah and will remain so until the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah and beyond, his position will still be exalted, and Allah's favors will continue to be to be blessed upon him. So in reality, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though his sons have passed on before he passed on, and as a result, his progeny via male offspring did not continue, but the entire ummah is his progeny. There is no man in the history of humanity that enjoys such a following, that enjoys so much of love, so much of respect, so much of devotion, so much of acknowledgement. None. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has acknowledged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Who knows anything about Asp bin Wail? Where is he buried? Ka'b bin Ashraf, who are their children? What is their legacy? Even when they are mentioned, as I say, they are mentioned in a negative way. So that brings us to the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Kawthar, and I hope that this will give us a greater understanding of the surah. I don't expect you to remember every point, but read up for yourself as well. And now when you read the surah in salah, let it not be because it's the shortest surah, or even if you are reading it for that reason, at least read it with a greater degree of understanding.